The Hoffman family returned to their homestead on the Canadian prairies in 1923 after 3 years in the state of Washington. Tony entered fully into the work, shoveling grain in the bins and hauling grain to the elevator in the town of Watts, Alberta. Her memoirs describe her feelings in this new environment. The summer on the homestead was a great change for Tony. She missed her young friends and the companionship they had shared. She often thought of Rod, wondering where he was and what he was doing. While they'd been at Castle Rock with so many of the Schutze family around, she often heard snatches of news of him. She thought he was a very handsome man, that he lived a most romantic lifestyle, like something right out of the movies. Christmas was coming quickly, and once again she would like to send him a card, but did not have his address. She was reluctant to send a card for Rod to Gusti and Lothar, apprehensive about their comments and what Rod might think of her. A letter arrived from Gusti and Lothar. Usually Gusti wrote, but this time it was from Lothar and contained an invitation. "Would Tony like to come and spend the winter with us?" he wrote. With two small children now, and the eldest frequently ill, Gusti could use her help as well as companionship. There was no mention of Rod, but he was on Luther and Gusti's mind as well as Tony's. She accepted their offer. Lothar met her in Gypsumville with a horse and sleigh. They went to Fairford, then set out for the rented farm where Lothar and Gusti were living. There was a lot of visiting to catch up on. Gusti and Lothar had gone trapping the first winter after they were married, but by the time another trapping season arrived, so had their first child. They decided a trap-lined cabin was no place for an infant. Lothar had thought about farming, but recently changed his mind when he was offered employment with a trader at Lake St. Martin. The trader bought fish from the local Indians, had them hauled by team and sleigh to the train at Gypsumville, then shipped to the Winnipeg markets. The family, including Lothar's father, Eugene, and Tony, packed up and moved to the trading post at Lake St. Martin. When they walked into the post, the old trader was leaning on the counter, encircled by the pale glow of a kerosene lamp. Thoughts flashed through Tony's mind. How romantic! Just like a scene out of the movie. How often have I cleaned glass lamp chimneys with smudges just like those? The family lived in rooms above the trading post in a large single room partitioned off by hanging blankets and tarps to provide some privacy. In March, Lothar left for a few days, saying nothing to Tony of his destination. He arrived in Barron's River in time to meet Rod, who had brought his winter's furs by dog team to the Hudson's Bay Post to sell. Lothar urged Rod to come and visit with them, not mentioning Tony's presence, but quietly hoping another meeting would result in a romance. The brothers returned to Lake St. Martin with Rod's dog team. While Tony and Rod were glad to see one another again, the time spent together was spent as a group. The two of them never had any time to themselves. In desperation, Lothar suggested Rod take Tony for a ride with the dog team. "Okay," replied Rod, "but you hitch up the dogs." Tony was enchanted with their mode of travel. They spent the afternoon together, talking of inconsequential things, just enjoying one another's company. Before turning the dogs for home, Rod surprised Tony by asking, "Will you be my mate?" His proposal left her momentarily speechless. Then, gathering her wits, she replied, "I'll need more time to think about it." A copy of the tribute to Tony and Rod Schutze entitled "We Shared Each Other's Gladness" is held in the Legislative Library at 200 Vaughan Street in Winnipeg. I'm Judith Hudson Beattie. Goodbye. Until next time.